This is Train for Trade Skills Radio with Tom Jinks.
My name's Robert Scott. I'm on the plumbing professional course and I'm on week 4.
Hi, Robert.
Hi, Tom.
So, Robert, let's start by finding out a bit about you then. What were you doing before Train for Trade Skills?
I'm actually working in a bank as an IT professional.
You're obviously retraining as a plumber. Have you had that interest in plumbing then?
Well, my grandfather was a plumber, and in between jobs before I was an IT manager, I was a chef, and I'd done kind of plumbing and groundworks and stuff like that before that, so I always had a kind of interest in it.
So you mentioned you've done a bit of plumbing work before. Have you been doing any like little bits of work outside of your course at the moment then?
Not really, no. I did one piece of work for one of the family where I was putting in the new cold water system. But apart from that, no, I haven't really been doing anything else.
So you mentioned you work in a bank at the moment. Mm-hmm. How have you found that juggling around like your course then? Have you found it?
Not too bad, because you can time manage yourself. It really goes down to how much time you want to put into it and how quickly you want to run your way through the modules and stuff. So it's pretty easily manageable.
You're on your practical training at the moment. How are you finding that?
Yeah, it's great. It's obviously much, much better that you can get hands-on and you can actually put into practice what you've been learning and stuff through your modules.
You're on your fourth week, I understand, of your practical training. Can you tell us what you've been doing in those 4 weeks and how you found it?
Well, obviously, the 4 weeks you've been running through all your kind of basic plumbing work, how to use the tools, kind of all the copper soldering work, obviously working through different parts of the modules that you've been training with, now onto hot water systems and how to put them in, obviously working in the bays and stuff like this, which is really good because it gives you an awful lot of practical stuff, learning by your mistakes, all that kind of stuff, so it's really, really helpful.
What are your plans then when you finish your course? You've got your qualifications and you've finished. Mm-hmm. Is it to go plumbing full-time, or are you going to mix it in with the bank as well?
Well, no, I'm actually going to be leaving the bank at the end of this year, so my plans are actually to go forward full-time into plumbing, potentially set up my own business and take it forward from there.
So, Robert, if anyone's basically listening to this and is thinking of retraining, have you got any advice for them to do what you're doing and retrain as a plumber?
Advice, obviously it's one of these things you either want to do it or you don't want to do it. Obviously if you've got an interest in it and you have the idea that you want to take it forward, then by all means do it. I would certainly recommend the mix of personal planning with regards to your modules and stuff, mixing that up with the practical work, and it's really a pretty good all-round course.
That's great, Robert. Thank you for joining us.
Okay, thanks.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.